WJC, the I use ISS detector. That's all I've used the last several years to make all my contacts on ISS, SO 50, and AO 27, and a couple of other ones. And on the ISS detector, you're not looking for visible passes. You won't be able to hear them. Just set it up for all passes and set it up like above 25 degrees above the horizon, and you'll be able to hear them. Because they've got a good signal. It'll be on, it should be around 436, 800, somewhere in that area, on UHF, on FM.
The ISS before?
Got about 80 contacts.
Catch up with you sometime on doing that. I've got a Yagi antenna that I'm dying to use and try to make contacts on there. I've never done it before. I have no clue what I'm doing. I have the equipment, but not the knowledge and no experience. So if you wouldn't mind helping me with that, that would be great.
Yeah, no problem at all. It's actually pretty simple. You need to have a dual band radio that can operate, just FM. But the key to talking to astronauts, they don't work the same uplink and downlink as the repeater frequency does. They've got multiple ways of doing it, but right now it's on FM mode, and the FM voice mode right now downlinks on 145.800. So you put on 145.800, you'll have to include a Doppler in it. It should track it just fine. You can hear it. Actually, you can hear them. You should be able to hear them on a handheld with like even a rubber duck or just a small antenna. But the next decent pass is going to be tomorrow about lunchtime. It'll be 60 degrees overhead. I'm in Anderson, Daniel, so near 85. So this should work fine and great. Next pass, it'll be decent. It'll be 60 degrees overhead at about 12:15 in the afternoon.
DJC, Taylor, going WWD. Hey, tie me up with some lesson two. I'd love that.
Like I said, working astronauts are different. I've never worked them, but they're on very, very occasionally. Yeah, they have school things where they talk to schools, and you don't get on the frequency then. And you just have to look at the ARISS.org. website, and it'll give you whether or not they're operational or not for the repeater system or the APRS packet system. These will run it a month or two at a time before they change modes. Of course, packets, analog packet, you won't be able to work that unless you got a packet, unless you got a transmitter, transceiver that operates APRS. But yeah, I've been doing it about 3 years now, and it's a lot of fun. I've talked to hams as far away as Arizona on AO 27. Probably the best one for me is worked a guy down in Mexico on the ISS. But it's just hams working through a repeater system. It's basically the same thing. All you do is exchange call signs and grid numbers, and that's about it.
Turn that last transmission, Chandler.
How am I doing right now?
Yep.
I was just saying, it's one thing to be able to talk on a TV radio. It's another to be able to talk to
It's pretty neat. That's definitely a big difference between amateur radio and CB right there, because you can do stuff like that on amateur radio, but you can't do that on CB. No one's on it. Jerry, I'll turn it back to you. N4DJC, KJ4, WZM. Go ahead.
It's been a lot of fun for me. I've enjoyed it there. there are multiple satellites up there. Some of them are FM satellites, which is fairly easy to work. But all of them have a uplink and a downlink frequency on, you know, their, you know, two different, UHF, VHF, and vice versa. There are some that are linear on upper and lower sideband, and those are a little more complicated to work, but you can work into Europe on those. But most all of my contacts have been on using 5 watts or 10 watts at the most. And it's, once you get the hang of it, it's just very crowded, and you have to catch them at a good time because there are a lot of people trying to get into that repeater. It's just like any other repeater. Only one person can capture it at a time. So you got a lot of QRM going on. The early morning passes and late night passes, like on over after midnight, those are generally the least busy. But like on the weekends and during midday, you're just going to, there's going to be hundreds of people trying to get into it.
Look at that. Well, I think I'll try an early morning or late night contact. I might have a better chance.
Appreciate the input on all that, too. That's super cool. Let's see here. I'm trying to check my phone. Percent. I have 4% left on my phone. I need to charge it soon. Jerry, is there a way I could take your contact information down and catch up to you at some point over the phone? It would not be tonight. It would be later on. But I'd like to talk with you and get some more knowledge and advice on ISS and satellites and maybe some moon bounce stuff if you've got any tips for any of that stuff. I don't know how to do any of that, and I'm trying to get my hands on all the equipment to do it. I've got a 2-meter Yagi now, but I'm planning on getting a 70-centimeter Yagi as well, and I might be able to borrow one from someone. I know someone who's got one, so I might be able to do that and run two separate radios, too, so I can have one on uplink and one on downlink.
Two radios, and it's full of deep links that way as well. I usually only run one just because it's hard for me to handle two radios. But if you have a full duplex handheld or about the only, I mean, there, a lot of the ICOMs are full duplex. A lot of the ICOM mobile rigs are full duplex too for FM. The moon bounce thing is a little more involved. That's, you're talking about thousands of dollars worth of equipment generally to do that. You know, like 8 or 10 20-element Yagis and running a kilowatt. A lot of times to handle that, so that's kind of way out of my range. But the FM satellites are probably the easiest ones to work. But if you want to, you can just give me a text before you call, because I'm not sure. I'm retired, and I'm not sure what I'll be doing. But you can text 642-7359.
I sent you a text message. It's my name and call sign if you want to save that. I do appreciate it. And I didn't realize moon bounce was that expensive, so I guess I won't be getting into that anytime soon then.
Hey, 4WWZ, comment. N4DJC, this is Chandler K, 4WWZ. You said that a lot of the ICOM radios can do FM duplex. With the ICOM 5100A dual band radio, being one of those, I know it says something about C4 FM, but I don't know what that is.
The ICOM 5100 will, the 2730 will, 4100 will, there's several other ones that will too, some of the older radios. But it just depends on what you want to do. And some people do like Daniel does, and they run two radios. They'll have one radio hooked up to the 2-meter beam and have the other one hooked up to the 70-centimeter beam. But it's a little more complex, but like I said, you would have to run either, you know, the problem will run into one antenna. Like what I do is you have to have a duplexer of some type or another to run one one coax into the antenna split, which splits into two different sections, one for 70 and one for 145. But there are multiple radios that work on it, and I'm not sure about the Yazoos. I haven't operated Yazoos in quite a while. I think some of them would do it, but most of the Yazoos are not full duplex, but some of the older ones may be. But the Kenwoods will too. But the most all of them, I got dual band vocals. Not all of them, most of them will work full duplex.
Sure, thank you very much, Jerry. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I need to get inside and start getting ready for something more. Good talking to you, Jerry and Daniel.
73 WZ,
I'll be clear after
your final.
I'm Chandler, and we'll
catch you later on
Dumb Log. KF4WWZ, KJ4WZ, and 73 T.
Did you get my text?
If you went back, I'm adding your name and call sign to my contact list.
Thank you. I'll definitely be catching up with you at some point, probably later on this week. I'll text you first to make sure you aren't busy or asleep or whatever, so I won't just call you and wake you up. thank you, though, and we'll catch you later on down the log. N4DJC, KJ4WZM.
Okay, Daniel, thank you very much. I'll keep you in mind. I'll be getting some lists of things for you to check on, too. So keep you busy, and I'll send them out, text them to you. N4DJC, back to net.
Definitely appreciate that. N4DJC, KJ4WZM. Thank you so much. 73 is Jerry. For any additional check-ins or comments, have a message for check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM. KUZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use at 73, so everybody, and good night.